everybody. Well, today's Monday. The date is January 25th, 2016. And we'll clear these numbers here. So here we go. Let's clear the 125-2016 numbers. So releasing that energy off you. Remember, these are keywords, key numbers. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I will do the word January. It's been 25-2016 with those numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So let's do a clearing for you personally. So if you have a situation going on, normally it's could be mental, but typically it's emotional. But whatever you want to have cleared, I can do one specific incident. So if something happened to you, got your buttons pushed for something, I can clear that energy away from that one event. And the energy then will put you into peace. Here we go. So releasing that energy from you, and you must think of something. You have to think of it because the thing that, when you think, that's the darkness. Darkness gave it to you, so you have to go into the darkness energy. Onto that timeline that you're on, because you had to be on a timeline, death has come to you. Remember, the source doesn't create timeline. It doesn't create event. So the timeline that you are on that had this event will get rid of the event off that one timeline. So here we go, releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll energize the light being or light beings, and how many you have up. You may have more than one monitor up, or more than one light being on your monitor screen. That's kind of up to you. So here we go. Bringing peace energy to you. Stronger. All right. So we'll start the program here, and we'll see if our co-host is there. BBS Land, are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, Ron. And hello, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us on Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, and this is our Monday show, The Healing Highway. You can send us your questions, if you like, using the Creation Lightship Fast Chat feedback form. You can find links to that at the top of Ron's homepage, which is creationlightship.com. And you can also email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So we'll be taking your questions and also your testimonials if you've participated in any of the monthly 8-hour healing calls that Ron does, or you've been on the radio shows listening and you felt affected or had a comment about one of the sample healings that Ron did, or maybe you've been doing some of the free healings that Ron offers. Again, you can find all of this information at creationlightship.com, and as well as links to our questions and answers on Wikipedia, YouTube, all of the social networking. So be sure to check that out. If you're brand new, welcome. And we'll be here for the next hour taking all of your info. So thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. And we did get a number of emails, Ron, about the new X-Files TV program, and just wanted to let everybody know. So if you feel like watching that, apparently a lot of people have been watching that, and it reminds them of different topics that we mention on the show. And so just wanted to put that out there. If anybody's interested, again, it is always interesting after you listen to Creation Lightship and what we talk about to sort of get a new perspective on that. So I think those episodes are available online, and I think they're actually airing this week. So just wanted to let everybody know about that, and thank you, listeners, for writing in and telling us about the show, because we always like to kind of keep tabs on that type of thing in the media, so that's great. Okay, so Ron, I guess we should get right into the listener questions. And we got one about a clearing a money barcode. So this listener wrote, "Hello, Ron. A while ago, I read an article about a wealthy woman who lost all of her money to a Ponzi scheme. She admitted that when her accountant talked about money, she wasn't listening. As soon as he started explaining how her finances worked, she would shut down, not really listen, and just trust that he was doing a good job. The other day, I realized that I do the same thing. When I hear explanations about mortgage rates, interest, etc., I feel like I cannot pay attention. Is there an alien barcode or some other type of block that could be removed so that I can be smarter about money?"
Remember, the issues with money, I don't know if there'd be a barcode. Could be one of those recurring event ones, maybe. You might want to try that. Remember, the issue that you're dealing with is not from this lifetime. It's what your ancestors gave you. You may want to, do that clearing. It could even be a mind loop problem where you're numbed out, not listening. All different ways to go on that one. It's hard to give an answer that's going to be the end-all, be-all answer. But since it sounds like it's a recurring pattern, I would do the systematic event, reoccurring pattern or something like that, clearing, where stuff happens to you that normally is not very favorable. So I would try that, and also maybe want to do the mind loop clearing. The mind loop clearing could be blocking you. It could be getting numbed out each time you're hearing something, and you go sideways. So that's another way to look at it. So, back to you.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to look at that. It sounds like the person is kind of zoning out whenever certain topics are mentioned. So you could even try on the free healings, alien mind fog removal, and alien keyword intercept. So maybe like you're getting cloned out or something when your accountant starts talking about money and they don't want you to focus. I don't know. That's just one way of looking at it. The two clearings that Ron mentioned are the problematic event release clearing, that's a whole lifetime clearing, as well as the reoccurring event problematic situation barcode removal. And you can find both of those if you do search for healing on the left side of creationlightship.com. I typed in the word problematic and hit go, and they both came up, and the free clearings are located just below the healing login. So there are many different ways to look at how to approach that. And another listener wrote in that maybe clearing some money words such as interest, savings, investments, and stock market might be helpful. So there's many different ways of approaching that, and hopefully one of these would help out. And we always look forward to hearing about what approaches everyone takes and how they affect your life, because oftentimes there are many different ways to look at a problem. So, Ron, here's another question. It's kind of related to this, and this listener is, again, asking about money. It's a different listener, and they're wondering how to clear negative money energies and put positive creation lightship energies in it, but I don't necessarily know if that can be done. Any feedback on that?
Well, you want the money to be neutral.
Right.
So that way there's no judgment on the money. You could do the object clearing on your money, but you need to, most people, like I mentioned, maybe get some $10, $20, $100 bills, and they'll clear them and put the money next to their skin and have it for about a month on them. That way you can get used to having money. But, clearing the money by itself, remember, the money, not only does it have probably alien imprinting on it, and or the aliens are connecting to the money, either way you look at it, it's still alien stuff happening. But not only that, but you have all the people's energy. So if we just forget about aliens and everything else, you know, look at, you know, people's energy with that money. You know, he could be all over the place with it. Not wanting to spend it is probably the main one. Then you're in the lack energy just by having the money on you. And then you may even go, well, is this money actually worth anything? Well, it's worth something if you believe that it's worth something. That's why money is in use, you know, because you believe that it's worth something. But, you know, is it really worth anything? It's a piece of paper with ink on it. So from there, you have to kind of realize that, yeah, what is this? What does it mean to me? So that's kind of how I would look at it, is what's going on with the money? How is it affecting you? And what does it mean? Maybe we'll do a show coming up on this, since we, you know, people are talking about this right now. I don't know why it's coming up, but we could do one, you know, maybe on the next program we'll kind of prepare for it, or maybe the Friday program or something. So anyway, so if you're concerned about money, how it's affecting you, and it will affect you when you hold it, then yeah, you need to clear it. Remember, that's what it's all about. So is the money sliming you? You know, do you have, 10 pieces of paper, you know, of different denominations, you know, in your wallet? Is that affecting you when you have it in your wallet? You need to look at that to see. So you may want to clear it, you know, each night as you have this money with you as you're spending it. It could be drawing stuff to you that you don't want to have. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that is really insightful, and I think that would be great if we could have a show on that topic, so we'll keep that in mind maybe for one of the other BBS shows this week or possibly next week. It's really about, as Ron said, your judgment and your emotional attachment to that. So that's kind of where you have to start. As far as like putting creation, lightship, energy on money, I don't really know if that's exactly I don't even think you'd be able to do that, because I don't think like light beings would even understand money, right, Ron? It's just kind of like a belief system that comes from mental energy here that we've created on this planet.
So we could do a clearing here. So why don't everybody get out? This is how I like doing it at the expos. So here we go. Pull out a $1 bill if you got one, everybody. And if you don't have one, maybe you could go on your computer and maybe Google, maybe USD, US dollar, $1 bill, and go to images. I'm sure it'll show you a dollar bill. So I'm going to see if I have one on me here.
Well, you know what's interesting, Ron? I just pulled them all out, and they're all different. And one is really creased, and one is like crinkled up, and one is taped.
Oh.
And I didn't even notice this until I never even really looked at them.
Yeah, now what I will say is, when I was back in New York, we have, people from Canada, and their money has a whole different feel to it.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's completely in the Queens on it.
It has like nature and all different animals. And
yeah, so the energy on the bills that I saw really was completely, if you were to use the word positive and negative, comparing the two, the U.S. dollars were negative, and the other one we'll say was positive, or it actually felt better. So I'm looking for my $1 bill here. Anyway, so get out your $1 bill. So from memory, I can tell you this here. I don't think I have a 1. Should have a 1. Let's see here. I'll have to go by memory. I've got a 10, but that won't help. So $1 bill, so I want you all to turn it over on the back side. So I'll have to go into the Google myself here. So, and I'll put down USD, I'll do the money sign, $1, and see what comes up. Well, wasn't a year old.
Yeah, it wasn't for a long time.
There we go. Got it right up there on Google Images. Okay. So, everybody, if you don't have one, just look. Go into Google Images. Now, you're going to notice when you get it out, you're going to see four in the upper corners. Each corner, you're going to see which is one with one on it. And if you have the bill in front of you, it could let you know how to expand your page out, get it larger. But if you look behind the ones, you can see spider webs, especially, you know, on the bottom corners. You can see spider webs there. So how many of you out there love spider webs? I don't think many people would. So anyway, so that's the spider webs. And then what you have now, after you see that and you feel like you're being, you know, like how yucky it is, okay, now look in the center between the one, up and down. And you're going to see the thing that's around, the, remember, you have the two circles there, one with the outseeing eye looking at you, and then one with the whatever it is, some kind of, I don't know what it is.
It's like an eagle, Ron.
Yeah, that's like an eagle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's like a shield and stuff, and it's, you know, like the seal.
But look where it connects to that circle. And you're going to see an alien critter there with two eyeballs. And there's a tail in the center.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're talking about.
Okay. So we can expand that out. So right away, you got an alien critter on your dollar bill. And you can see that little reptilian tail, whatever it is. And it's on both sides. And anyway, so right away, you probably don't want to hold this thing in your hand. So what I'm getting to here is automatically, you, since everybody has $1 bills, well, I don't have one today, but everybody has that because that's the lowest piece of paper money, so it's used quite a bit. So right away, you're going to notice that you don't want to have it. If you don't want to have that, that kind of relates to you don't want to have a 5 or a 10 or a 50 or a 100. It's all the same, okay? So that's what I'm talking about. So I'm going to discharge your dollar bill for you, make it neutral. And you might feel, sense how it feels now, lift it up, feel the weight of it, see how it feels. Normally you're going to be like, I don't want to touch this thing now. You're going to be slimed by whatever those symbols mean, whoever wants to imprint on them. So here we go. Let's release that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now pick your dollar bill up, and it should feel lighter, or it should feel like paper, instead of feeling the darkness energy of everybody who's held that $1 bill. So, that's you, Elizabeth.
Wow. That's really interesting, Ron. I wonder if we are going to get any, excuse me, any feedback on that. One listener did say that they put the money on their keyboard and put on the light infusion, and that works great. So that's one way to try it, I guess. And you know, it's funny, I never really carefully looked at it before, but there's like the Bank of the Federal Reserve in Chicago. I never really saw that. I didn't even really know it was in Chicago. And there are definitely those spider web sort of motifs that I think maybe you have talked before about on the show, but really interesting. So maybe we'll get some feedback on that. And I just, as luck would have it, happen to have a couple of singles here because I usually don't either. So that's great. So thank you for doing that. And hopefully we'll get some feedback from the listening audience on that, whether or not that they notice a difference in their money as Ron cleared it. Okay, so we have another email from a listener who thanked you for the planetary healings on Friday night's BBS show. using the natal barcode removal, and this listener actually pulled up the natal barcode removal Friday after the show to run the words we talked about on the show, Planet X, Number 9, Armageddon, and Revolution 9. So they cleared these words.
Right, right.
Just wondering if they had any further experience with that after they cleared them. If the person who wrote that would like to write in again tonight and let us know what happened, that would be great. So thanks for letting us know, and glad you were able to catch the show on Friday. It was very powerful. So the next question, Ron, is asking if I see colored crystals and flowers in a peaceful state, is this the same as source energy illustrated?
Well, the flowers would be, and crystals would be too, unless somebody touched them. So if you see them in the true raw form, then they won't be slimed by any energy. Remember, once you touch something, it'll take on your energy. So if that's the case, then, if you see it in raw form or you see a flower or even a bee buzzing around, then, yeah, that's great. You know, it'll be that the particular energy of source energy with it.
Okay. And I know, Ron, you always do at the expos where you have the flowers and make them real. And that's always very interesting to see. I guess we should mention, too, that Ron is going to be doing an expo in Los Angeles coming up February 19th through the 21st. And that is the LA Conscious Life Expo. And if you cannot attend that, you can send your photo in to be placed in the light chamber, and that is $100. And if you want to do all three of the upcoming expos for the new year, so they would be Los Angeles, San Mateo, New York, you could pay an additional $100. So for $200, you would get your picture in the light chamber at all three of the expos on all of the days that the light chamber is installed. So it's a way to kind of experience the energy if you are unable to attend, but it's always great to experience it in person if you're able to do that. So that's the Conscious Life Expo, and that is February 19th through the 22nd, and Ron will be there. So more on that as we get closer to the date, and hopefully we'll see you there. Okay, so Ron, another question / testimonial about the money from one of our listeners. They wrote, "The money is lighter to me. So will there be a different kind of currency that you see in our future other than bitcoins? On the internet, they say the dollar may collapse. Is that something you see happening, new money form in the U.S.? That's really interesting. I've been thinking about that myself lately, a new form of currency.
I have no input on that, so I don't know. No.
Yeah, I know, it's not really something you're able to do, Ron, but it's like, as you were clearing the money, I kept thinking about, well, what really makes it valuable? And, you know, the things that are valuable to me, I mean, it may be like this old leather jacket that belonged to somebody that, you know, I keep because I really like, and I, you know, people ask, do you want to sell this? And I'm always like, no, it's not for sale. So it's like interesting when you have something that means something to you, that has currency other than money, it becomes valuable. So I was just thinking it would be interesting to see what would happen if people just traded things, or there was like another way of being successful without having to have dollars. Like a lot of people do use bitcoins, and there are these kind of, I don't know, secret caches where people hide them. And then there's like this whole network of, you know, where you can go and do these scavenger hunts and try to find them. Anyway, it's a really interesting topic. Not sure what that means for the future, but the clearing did bring up a lot of other sort of questions for me, Ron, as you were clearing the money.
Yeah, but how much life force is in, are you putting into that money? Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Because I'm sure that if you, maybe on payday, when you, if you happen to have your money turned into cash on payday, let's put it that way, most people probably get a check, I would assume, and then they put that into the bank. So they're not really touching the money, and maybe they draw out $100 on what they made to have spending money. But let's just say that you happen to have all that money, you know, on you, whatever that would be, you'd probably feel pretty happy. Typically, because you're putting energy into that money, and you feel like you're really blessed because you have it. And then, if you don't have it, then you know, as you start spending it, you feel kind of depressed because your life force energy got sucked out of you, and it's going bye-bye each time you spend a piece of money. Give it away to somebody. That's what you're actually doing. You're exchanging it for one thing to the next. So, are you? You're not taking the money out of your, let's just say, okay, let's say you go in and you buy something for $100, okay? And you buy whatever it is, and you don't take your life force energy out of the original $100 bill. Now you got a new thing that costs you $100, and you're also putting your energy in that. So it actually taking more energy out of you because now your energy is in this new product that you purchased. So you need to take your energy out of your money when you're spending it, and then from there, reinstate it into something else. And then maybe from there, you can actually take it back and put it back into you after you get rid of all the emotional trauma that's in that. That's what I'm trying to say. So, you know, if you, let's just say that you made, let's just say $1,000 a week, okay? So now you got your $1,000, and you're very happy. And when we'll say you get paid on Friday, well, actually throughout the week that gets spent. And when Thursday comes, maybe you only have $50 left. So now, you know, your energy is like, wow, I feel really, you know, bad because I don't have energy, and the energy was in my money, and now I'm going to get recharged up again when I get my $1,000 from my employer or whatever, or the check in the mail, and now you're going to feel good again because you got it. So that money is really controlling you. You know, everybody has their own kind of way of looking at what I'm talking about. Or maybe you got to pay a credit card bill with that. What were you excited when you had your credit card to buy what you had to buy? Maybe you had to buy gas for your car. That's a necessity. You're not really being that grateful when you buy it, you know, just another debt to you. And now you have to pay the bill. And you go, oh, man, you know, I spent $100 in gas last month or something. Now I got to pay it. So remember, this is all messing around with your energy system. So, and it doesn't matter where you are with the amount of money it is. If you're tying into the money and making that, say, your God, we'll just call it that, then at that point, the Lord take it, the Lord can, you know, give it away, you know. Give a life, take it away. That's what's happening to you. You're being up and down with this situation. So back to you, Elizabeth. I'm just trying to look at this in a different way for people. And remember, you're being slimed and you get that paper money. Once you get handed something, you know, that, you know, to just think of all those people in that store could have had that dollar, you know. I know people have done research where they actually marked a dollar bill with some kind of coating. Maybe they put a belt pen on it or something. And then they pass it around in their town. And then they saw how long it trust him to get it back again, from other people and stuff. So, I don't know how often that money goes around for everybody, but, it'll be contaminated by many, many things. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like that. And, this is something that we keep very close to us and, in our purse or in our pocket. And it has the energy of all the people who have touched it. And, excuse me. And it's also extremely kind of tainted. So, Ron, that also made me think of those, I don't know if you use these, but all of those plastic cards now that like every store seems to have that they have to scan every time you make a purchase. So you just have this keyring holder of all of these different plastic cards with barcodes on them for the drugstore and the grocery store, and there are all these like discounts and stuff. But that's also, I guess, another way of getting slimed. It just occurred to me as you were talking about the money, that's like this, every time you're going to pay for something now, you have to have these little scan things, these membership things. Anyway, kind of want to avoid that. So we did get an update from a listener who was on the Friday night BBS show, who did all of the keyword clearings in their natal barcode. And they said, I did feel the need to do the earth cording grid line clearing too, and clear the age of Aquarius. There are five vowels in Aquarius. I used to sing that Fifth Dimension song back in the day it came out. Maybe I need to timeline crash that. It seems unbelievable. They were hooking us up.
Yep. So we could do some kind of clearing maybe. Anybody, we have anything with the clearings that people send in?
Someone was asking for an oxygen infusion for the head and neck.
Okay. We can try that. Let's see what that does. So here we go. Head and neck energies.
It seems like they had a couple of requests, Ron, and they all had to do with the head, brain, and neck. So maybe something related to those areas.
Yeah, I can try the oxygen here, see what happens.
Okay.
So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Elizabeth. Back to you.
Okay, great. And, yeah, that's true, too, the chips in the credit cards now. Oh, I actually took one of those apart. It was very interesting. It really is this little network on the back there. Because I had someone got my credit card number and was charging all kinds of things, and I got a call from the bank that issued it, and they said, "Do you make these charges?" And I said, "No." And so the card had to be destroyed. So when I was destroying it, I actually pried that little chip out. And there's like this, it looks kind of like a computer chip, and there are all these little markings on the back, and it's nothing like I expected it. So that seems like another way you can get tracked and slimed and all these things. I'm still like hung up on the idea that, we need to sort of clear our judgment of value on money. Someone else wrote that they cleared the words United States Treasury and Internal Revenue Service on the natal barcode and felt like they were a little less under their thumb.
Interesting. So let's do a let's see if we could do a Clarion. Here's one out of the blue. Okay. So everybody more than likely has a car. I'm assuming that out there. Or if not, maybe you have a bicycle. Okay, so we'll either way. So remember, when you get the car, whether it's new or used or whatever, at some point during that process of you having it, you're going to get a ding on it, okay, or a scratch. So, and you may not even remember when you first saw the first ding on your car, you know. So let's take that energy away. So I'm just going to show you what happens from stuff from your past, how it's affected your now, and which would really be your future from that event. So how your current event that's happening is going to affect your future. So here we go. Think of that event, or maybe you don't even know about it, but kind of look at your car, because the car is, knows that it has a problem. And because of dent, since you own the car, it's actually you, so you got a dent on you. Or a scratch. So let's clear that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see what happens here.
Yeah, wow, that's so funny that you mentioned that, Ron. I had that happen not too recently, but I had just purchased a car, and it almost immediately someone repeatedly was trying to parallel park, and they dented the back bumper.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it was like, oh, no. So you could see, the little screw marks where they, their license plate had been hitting my back bumper. So, and I mean, they're only plastic, so it's like the all little bolts. They must have tried like six or seven times. I don't know if it was like a teenager or something. Clearly, that's what happened, But it seems like that kind of stuff happens. Just as soon as you get something new, that first scratch is always so painful.
Hopefully your pain is gone.
Yeah, thank you. I never really associated that with myself, but you're right. I was almost like feeling the car's pain.
And we'll do another one here. So let's do one for shoes. Okay. Everybody has shoes. Maybe you happen to buy in your lifetime maybe patent leather shoes or something, or you bought some shoes.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Somebody steps on it and grinds their foot in it with dirt, and now it's blemish for life. Or, you bought something with your shoes, okay? You bought shoes, maybe for some reason you didn't see a puddle of grease or oil or whatever, and you stepped in it, and it changed the color of your shoes, or you went out and got some mud on it, shoveling snow, and it'll never come out again, or something like that, or maybe you're walking and, you went where a dog was, And now it doesn't look very good, doesn't look good either. But anyway, it's your brand new shoes. So here we go. Let's clear that energy away, because that's probably happening to everybody, something like that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. There we go. So we'll just see how that affects you. Remember, this is all just emotional stuff that we live in and get tied and hooked into us. So back to you.
Oh, my gosh, Ron. Do you know what I was thinking, too? That is such a good clearing. And I never really associated that with emotion, but you're totally right. And also when, you know, you have like a favorite shirt and someone spills bleach on it, or you get something, you know what I mean? Because like you just, these things happen. And I never really thought that someone stepping on my new tennis shoes would affect my life emotionally, but it totally has.
Yep. Wow. Okay. So
all of those things that
people are clearing for people, maybe somebody out there has money in the stock market and they're kind of watching the oil prices drop and stuff. And who knows what else is happening. So here we go. If you're concerned with that and it's bothering you, let's try to get you into neutral here. Here we go. So releasing the energy, if that's bothering you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. So, yeah, I was just thinking, you know, some people buy, you know, clothing, right? So they're wearing their nice clothing. So maybe a shirt or blouse or something that you got and you like. And then somebody says, oh, let's go over here and let's get some French fries and, you know, put some ketchup on it. And sure enough, you know, the ketchup gets sprayed on you or drips on you from your French fry or whatever, which ruins your clothing. If that's ever happened to you, here we go. Let's release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That feels pretty good now. 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay.
Oh, Ron, wow, that's so funny. I was just talking to a friend today, and they said they went out to dinner, and they were wearing a blue sweater, a pale blue sweater, and they got something on it. There's like a tiny spot of like hot sauce or something. So now they said whenever they go out to dinner now, they're not going to wear anything nice.
Well, you always put a bib on, you know.
What's that?
Put a baby's bib on, you know.
Yeah. But I thought that was really funny because, you know, what's the first thing you do when you go out to dinner? You get dressed up, but they said they're not going to wear anything nice now.
Yeah. Very interesting.
So funny. Thank you for all those clearings. And everyone seems to really be appreciating them. And also, I did get another email about clearing damaged things. And the listener wrote, if you are getting something new and then it somehow got damaged, you may want to change your psychic billboard because you are projecting that you don't deserve anything new and nice. So that's why you are having damage, something to, quote, think, unquote, about.
Yeah, that's good. What if it got stolen?
Ah, yeah. That happened to somebody else I know. They got a brand new motorcycle and it got stolen. So it can happen. So definitely a great point about the psychic billboard, and a really good observation from our listeners. So thanks for sending that in, because that's why I find these shows and all of the clearings so helpful, because there are multiple ways of looking at what's going on and looking at the problems. And also, we should mention that there are calls every week which you can participate in, and you can find them at the top of Creation Lightship. There are cording removal calls on Tuesdays, water activation on Wednesdays, clone removal on Thursdays, and entity removal on Fridays. So Ron offers these to everyone every week. There's also the 8-hour healing intensives every month. If you would like a heads up on when those are happening, please sign up for the Creation Lightship mailing list. And there's also going to be a pin removal, which we could mention to Ron, on Saturday, February 6th, is planned from 2 o'clock to 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And it's $30. You can use the PayPal donation button to pay it and then send the confirmation receipt to Ron with pin removal conference call in the subject to receive your teleconference call-in number and password. So $30, February 6th on Saturday, 2 to 5:30 Pacific, and absentee is okay. So I know a lot of listeners are looking forward to that. I think you did some of that on the body organ call, the restoration call at the beginning of the month, Ron, and everybody seemed to really respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
These energetic pin removals. A lot of people felt relief from that, so that's great. So we have a whole separate call on that. Join us if you can. If you can't and you want to participate as an absentee, that's fine too. The planetary alignment is to last until February 20th.
Yes, bad news. Yeah, that's why we've been clearing those planets.
Doing on Friday.
Yeah, that stuff is bad. So, got to do clearings for that there.
Did that have anything to do with all of the bad weather that we got here on the East Coast over the weekend?
Well, they may say that it is. I think that's more of a man-made trauma. You know, going on. You know, I think that's caused by people that live here. To sidetrack what's probably really going on, maybe with the stock market and financial stuff, to get people's attention in a different area.
Yeah.
So
refocus everybody. And also, I'm sorry, Ron, did you have something else to add there?
Yeah, no, that's good. So that's my thought on that. I can't say, or I really don't know what government is doing that, but maybe they're all in cahoots now. If you want to do that planetary, planet courting, alien planet courting, option 8.
Yep.
Eliminating alien attack clearing, and the planet star vortex courting removal. And focus maybe on the moon energy. So all this stuff is happening now, and it'll be with us for a while. So if you are feeling kind of out of whack, it's probably because the timelines from those transmissions are not in sync with where you are now, and it's making it so you have a hard time existing or keeping your focus, keeping your reality where you want it. Well, that's what I would say if you're feeling a little off, you know, or even maybe getting sick. Maybe your actual GPS of your body is being changed and your body doesn't like it. So, anything else out there, Elizabeth?
Yeah, there's also, yeah, Ron, you're right. There's a lot going on right now. And there's, I think, a Hebrew holiday that starts today, as well as Chinese New Year is coming up.
Hmm.
And it's the year of the red monkey.
The red monkey, huh?
A fire monkey? I don't know. Yeah, I think it might be. So all of these things, it's very interesting because you mentioned before, where you, I don't know if all the governments are working together, but it almost seems like there, all these different energies are fighting amongst themselves or battling each other. So you might want to clear the red monkey. Because, I mean, if you're celebrating your New Year on a different day than what's traditionally celebrated, that could also mean you're getting spammed with more energy than usual. I guess there's also kind of a mischievous energy with monkeys, so that could definitely...
I think it'd be good, you know, to check when and after the red monkey reoccurred. Previously,
mm-hmm.
and see what happened, you know?
Yeah, because chances are this timeline has already been recycled.
Yep. I'll see what you're in for.
So, there was, I think, a nature program on the other night about these monkeys, and I think somewhere in Indonesia, and they steal all of the tourists' valuables, and then they make the tourists give them food in order to get their valuables back. So you have to come prepared with snacks for them because they take your sunglasses and they take your shoes and your jewelry, and they hold on to it until you give them a mango or something, and then they drop it. And apparently they take things right off your body, so you have to Yeah, in order to get it back, you have to do this trade. Really interesting. And it kind of goes with the whole, like, money theme we've been talking about and trading and bartering and currency, and it seems like even the monkeys have a version of that. Okay, so let's check for some more questions here. Ron, any other healings you'd like to do here? I know we're kind of winding down to the end of the show.
I'll do a sample of what we'll be doing for the pin removal. So I'll take out one pin, that's going through your forehead to the back of your head. So it could be a little pin. It could be like, a spike. It could be a foot in length, you know, half inch in diameter. It could be anything. You just can't see it. So here we go. And we'll be doing a slavery clearing, too, after the last expo that I go to. So maybe possibly in April sometime or May. So here we go. Releasing this one pin out of your forehead, coming out. So one, I'll count to 20. You can actually feel a blue if you like. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh boy, eight, nine, and 10, about halfway out. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, there we go, starting to release, 9 and 20, there we go, everybody. And I'll take out the poison. Now, normally I do it at the same time, but I'll do it separately here. So poison release, 1, 2, 3, 4, how you doing, Elizabeth, 5.
Oh, wow, really coughing with that one, sorry.
Yeah, 8, 9, and 10. one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. There we go, everybody. So if you felt something on this, by all means, you want to get on that call. So this will be closing our program down here. Here we go. Let's do the mind of heart drops. You need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts that you have inside of your head. Remember, these thoughts just come to you. Okay? You don't really probably want to think of any thoughts. They just happen to show up. So here we go. And we'll release them, put them into your heart center with your spirit to neutralize them. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, boy. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So hopefully you're doing wonderful. Call tomorrow is on Energetic Cordings, 5:30 Pacific. And we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scene. And thank you, BBS. Bye, everyone. Thank you, listeners.